It's Tuesday and time for book picks from our independent bookseller of the week. Well, that is Susanna Hermans. She is Susanna Hermans, not that. Whatever. Bob Long Books in Millerton and Rhinebeck. She joins us this morning to present some of the finest authors for kids who have great new books. And they're going to be stopping by the store for really cool events. Susanna, it's always wonderful to have you here. Thank you very much for being on the program.
Thanks, Joe.
So I assume kids events do well, right?
They do. They do. We're trying to do more and more at the store.
Yeah. Well, you have that new expanded section.
Exactly. We have more space in our Rhinebeck store now for events. We have a really large kids section. If you haven't been in the last year, we added expanded our store by a third and built this all brand new, beautiful children's area.
It's gorgeous.
It's really gorgeous.
Yeah,
and I
really
just love going to work every day.
No,
it's
really nice.
And then our Millerton store is going to have a renovation of its children's store this summer. So see, if I say it on the radio, that means I actually have to do it.
Right.
So that's my commitment to make that happen. So, you know, we're really invested in kids' books, and I'm excited because this week is actually Children's Book Week, which was established in 1919, and it's the longest running literacy initiative in the country. It's sponsored right now by the Children's Book Council, and all this week, it started yesterday and it ends on Sunday, and over 40 cities across the country are hosting author and illustrator events, and we're excited because we are hosting three events this week for kids of all ages, and I thought that's what I would chat with you about today.
Excellent. And what's great about, not only are these books for, you know, to commemorate this week, but they're all great books.
They really are.
Yeah, and that's cool.
I feel so lucky.
Very fun authors.
Exactly.
So let us begin with the event that takes place tomorrow night. And three terrific authors. One of them, one of my absolute favorites. I don't know where you're going to start, but are you going to start with Meg?
I am.
Excellent.
Yeah. So we have tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at our Rhinebeck store is a event for young adults. Now, this is part of our ongoing monthly series called the Hudson Valley YA Society. YA stands for Young Adult. And it's a series we've been running for about a year and a half now, with bringing the most amazing young adult authors to the Hudson Valley. Previously, they publishers hadn't been sending a whole lot of teen authors through the area, so we sort of made a commitment to make Oblong a destination for teen events, really try to draw larger crowds, and try to get people excited about reading teen books, whether you're a teenager or you're a grown-up. I don't care.
Right.
So tomorrow night, we have another one of our events, and we have three authors with us. The first one is not known for her young adult work, but she is certainly known for her adult work. Meg Wolitzer will be there. Her new book for kids, and it actually does skew a little younger, I would say. It's probably like 10 and up. It's called The Fingertips of Duncan Dorfman. And it's about a group of kids who don't know each other until they're thrown together during the National Youth Scrabble Tournament. And the main character, Duncan, has sort of possibly a supernatural gift with Scrabble tiles. He can feel them under his fingers and without looking know exactly what they are. It's delightful and whimsical. And if you...
Do they play to the death?
Well, you'll have to find out.
Okay.
On the cover, they're getting chased by some sort of dragon creature.
Because that's apparently the big thing in children's book now. Everyone has to die.
Exactly. And of course, Meg will also be happy to sign your worn copy of The 10-Year Nap or The Uncoupling for grown-up books.
Oh, she's so good.
Yeah.
The book is The Fingertips of Duncan Dorfman, and it I received a copy of this a few weeks ago, and it's just delightful.
Yeah, it really is.
Meg Wolitzer, and she will be there on Wednesday night. Who else?
Next up, also joining Meg, will be Kate Klimo.
Ooh.
Her new book is Daughter of the Centaurs. It's the first in a trilogy set in the future, though it feels almost like an ancient realm, about a girl who's the last human left alive. All of her people have been killed off by bat-like monsters, and she's kidnapped by a group of centaurs. Trouble.
Of course she is, yes. And then there's a question up in the right-hand or left-hand top of the book. Is she the last human?
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
So dramatic. And I have to say, the three of these authors paired together, their books are completely, completely different. They could not be more different. So you can either look at that as a bad thing or as, oh, well, there's something for everyone in this group.
So did you collect them or did a publicist collect them?
We had there were a group of authors who were interested in doing Children's Book Week events in our area, and we worked with the Children's Book Council to do it. And since we did have this young adult series in place, we just said, okay, well, let's try putting the three of these guys together and see what happens.
And you know what I find it when you put people who do similar things and have never been paired together, it's really cool. They seem to enjoy it because
Absolutely. They
learn things and they work differently off each other, and it's an awful lot of fun.
It is. Yeah. It really is. And then our third author for tomorrow night is Sarah Derer Littman. She has probably the most intense book of the group. It's
called Want to Know Me, Want to See Me, Want to Call Me, Want to Trust Me, Want to Love Me, Want to Meet Me, Want to Go Private.
Ooh.
And that's the title of the book,
yes.
Want to Go Private.
Oh my God. Okay, so it is the story of a teen who meets a guy online, falls in deeply in love with him, and is sure he's the love of her life, but of course he turns out to be a predator.
Oh,
oh my God, drama. The author is amazing, and she researched this book with the FBI, and she's made an incredible website, which is wanttogoprivate.com, where parents and teens can find out all about internet safety. The book is absolutely riveting, and I know that if I were a teenager, I would totally want to read this book. It looks amazing. And I was chatting with one of my colleagues about this book because she had just finished reading it. And she said, God, you know, if the internet was around when I was a teenager, I'd probably be dead.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's so much out there that wasn't there when we were younger. And it's really important for kids to know what's going on, you know, and to be keep their head up and pay attention.
Yeah. How did you know this guy wasn't creepy, though?
Exactly.
Because these texts are creepy.
Well, you know, if you're 14 and you think
so.
You're texting a 14-year-old guy.
Yeah, I guess.
You know. Yeah.
Does a 14-year-old guy use the word malevolent?
Well, just, you know, the hipster 14-year-old.
Yeah, okay. All right. It's Want to Go Private, and it's by Sarah Derer Littman.
And they'll all be there at a Rhinebeck store tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And we do ask for RSVPs on that one. So you can either RSVP on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/oblongbooks, or you can send us an email to rsvp@oblongbooks.com.
That's great. And again, the event is tomorrow night. And then another event on Saturday.
Yeah, this one's going to be at our Millerton store on Saturday at 11 o'clock in the morning. We're having a story time with children's author Jenny Offill. O-F-F-I-L-L is the spelling on that. She has two picture books out. The most recent one is called 11 Experiments That Failed, which is a follow-up to her first book called 17 Things I'm Not Allowed to Do Anymore. Naturally is about a girl who gets in trouble, but she does it by doing weird science experiments. Can you eat snowballs that are doused in ketchup and nothing else all winter long? Can a washing machine wash dishes? So it's actual hypotheses and step-by-step instructions to try out these experiments, which of course are not recommended at home, but it's a safe and fun way for kids to sort of see science done in ridiculous ways. And it's absolutely delightful, and I'm really excited for her story time. So that's a great thing to bring out kids ages 2 to 6, I'd say.
What makes fungus grow?
Hmm.
What you need, brother's shoes, bread and cheese, and water. This is very cool.
It really is.
Experiments with animals. Yeah. Well, isn't that? All right. This looks really cool. Experiments with perfume. It's 11 Experiments That Failed by Jenny Offill, and it is the event is Saturday, the 12th of May.
And then on Sunday, Mother's Day, we have Barry Denenberg coming to our Rhinebeck store at 2 o'clock. He is the author of Titanic Sinks, which I believe you had spoken with him during the Titanic week.
We had him on for the Titanic show, and he was incredible. We talked about the event, and yeah, he's really amazing. This is a cool, cool book.
Yeah, it's very high concept. It's sort of designed like a piece of nonfiction, like a newspaper. It's very large format, and it combines fiction and nonfiction to present the story of the building and the launching of the Titanic, but then also makes you feel like you're there as the ship goes down. I mean, it has like first-person documentation. It feels very authentic. And I know I was a big old Titanic nerd as a kid, and I bet you guys know a Titanic nerd in your life. So we'd recommend it. Or R1.
Yes.
Yeah, raises my hand. I'd say it's probably for ages 8 and up, the event, and it's going to be Sunday at 2.
And nothing says, I love you, Mom, quite like an afternoon of Titanic sinking.
All right. I would be there. So that's it on our children's lineup. And yeah, so woo, Children's Book Week. And plus, in both stores, kids' books are on sale all week long. So,
oh, good for you.
You know,
oh, that's great.
Come by and have fun and get a kid's book, even if you're a grown up. And then I did want to mention we have a really exciting event coming up next Thursday night, the 17th at 7 o'clock for grown-ups, also Titanic-related. So we are excited to be working with the owners of Astor Quartz, which is an incredible estate that was owned by John Jacob Astor, built around 1904 by Stanford White, the famous architect. And we're excited to be having an event there at their home, which is a private estate, with cruise ship lecturer and author of Titanic Tragedy, John Maxtone Graham, which I have been told by several customers that he is absolutely riveting and incredible. It's a really it's a special event. It's at this special place. Tickets are $30. They include the book, and a piece of that ticket price will go back to help Upstate Films fund their conversion to digital projection. Tickets are going quite quickly, so I wanted to make sure to mention it. And you have to buy the tickets in advance. They will not be available at the door. If you go to our website, oblongbooks.com/Titanic, you can find out all the information, and you can buy your tickets right online, or you can call the bookstore.
Excellent. For more information about that event, oblongbooks.com/Titanic. Also, I just want to make mention, because it's one of the best books I've read in a really long time, is Terry Tempest Williams.
Yes.
And you have it right there, but help me with the title.
When Women Were Birds.
When Women Were Birds. And it's a beautiful, haunting, meditative, inspirational book, and she's going to be at the store next week.
Yep, next Friday, the 18th at 7:30 in Rhinebeck.
That's great. And she'll be on the book show next week, and we'll do a roundtable preview with her on Monday. So
wonderful.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Really great book.
And I just have to say, Maury Sendak.
Yeah, we feel so sad.
Man, that was a bummer.
Yeah.
He's just been, you know, he's a legend.
But one of the things about Maury Sendak, besides just being amazing at what he did, is the eclectic nature of his work.
It's true.
Even to his last book that he put out last year. Man, was just fantastic.
Yeah.
Great stuff. And, well, it's nice to know you said that all of that's on sale at the store. You can go in and stock up on your Maury Sendak.
Absolutely.
And remember a true legend. For more information on Oblong Books and Music and the great work they do, you can go to their website, oblongbooks.com. Oblongbooks.com, or visit them in Rhinebeck and Millerton. Susanna Hermans, it's always great to see you. I look forward to having you back very soon, and best of luck with all the wonderful events.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much.